Nolte, Jason Alexander apologizes for 2012 Funny or Die sketch featuring 17-year-old. By John Nolte on July 22, 2026. Back in 2012, when the American left still had a sense of humor and had not gone full Puritan, Jason Alexander participated in a Funny or Die sketch he's been shamed into apologizing for because it featured a 17-year-old married female. 14 years later, Courtney Stodden is over 30 and dealing with the trauma of this skit where the Seinfeld legend rubbed a cell phone on her breast, the joke being it was the only place with plenty of signal. Stodden was wearing a bikini. This week, Stodden took to Instagram to complain about being exploited in this way. "I was 17 years old in this photo," she writes. "The older I get, the more impossible this is to understand. During this comedy sketch, Jason Alexander repeatedly rubbed his phone across my breasts while saying there was no signal in my head but plenty of signal in my chest." Later in the sketch, she adds, he joked that when I turned 18 he'd like to take me behind the couch and have his way with me. IMDb credits him as one of the writers of the episode. Watch for yourself. The skit included Stodden's then 51-year-old husband Doug Hutchison, the actor most famous for his role as Percy in The Green Mile, 1999. They divorced 8 years later. These days, Stodden uses those obnoxious they/them pronouns and not only appears to regret many of her former life choices, but has effectively marketed those regrets into her role as an anti-child bride activist. Today, Alexander reached out to TMZ to offer a public apology. "Looking back at the comedy sketch in which Ms. Stodden and I participated in 2012, I completely agree that it was inappropriate and I truly regret it," he said. "But more importantly, I am deeply sorry for any harm or distress it has caused Ms. Stodden. I offer her my sincerest apologies. What a ridiculous culture the political left has created." Jason Alexander is bullied and shamed over a skit old enough to go to high school that nobody thought twice of at the time, while this very same culture preys on little kids by exposing them to drag queens, who want to be exposed to little kids, gay porn in elementary schools, and transsexual indoctrination in Disney cartoons. Is the sketch tasteless? Sure. But was it really inappropriate when it involves a 17-year-old married female? Come on, who are we kidding here? It was all in good fun, and the Alexander character was the butt of the joke. Still, it is important to remember that the same people outraged over this dumb sketch are perfectly okay with permanently mutilating and sterilizing little kids as sacrifices to the trans cult. This has nothing to do with protecting the children and everything to do with being anti-fun and anti-male. Wallowing in your trauma might be good for clicks, but my parents' favorite saying, "Get over it," is much better for the soul.